Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, December 11th, 2021, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia, and good morning and welcome back, Dr. Green.
I'm about to say, I feel like I've been gone for a month. Sorry, people. I've been having a lot of fun, Thanksgiving trip, Gatlinburg trip, so I've got nothing to complain about, Ed. It's been fun, and you know what? Life as usual. There were crowds up in Nashville like I haven't seen in, a few years, and Gatlinburg as well. Got to experience an amazing place. I didn't realize in Gatlinburg, most of it's the same as it has been for the last 30 years, most of it. But there was a place that's not brand new, but it was new to me, Anakista. And I would just say anybody who's up there, if you want something new in Gatlinburg, ride the lift up. It's actually something, well, to me, new. Restaurants and just a lot to see. Beautiful Christmas lights. So, you know, again, I've been gone, but I've been having fun. So what about you, Ed?
Oh, you know, I've never have many boring moments. I actually went to a convention, and yes, we did miss you for 2 weeks, and went to Orlando convention last weekend. Flew my plane down on Friday, came back on Sunday, and kind of got into some ill weather on Sunday. So the plane's still in Atlanta, and I'm going to
better go than taking a chance after watching that crosswind landing you did.
Oh, that rocked and rolled, that's for sure. But it makes me a better pilot. I think as a human, we need challenges to improve ourselves.
Yeah, it could also make you soil yourself. Let's not do that.
No, don't.
And if anybody hasn't watched that on Facebook, go watch his video.
Yeah, I did apologize for the cuss words. I'm not that big of a cusser, but in that case, I needed to recruit some of my courage, and that's the best way for me is to kind of get wired up and fired up.
Oh, it's no problem. It's nothing we haven't heard before, Ed.
I want to say that at the convention, which is a nutrition convention, three of my great staff members, Matt, Adam, and Scott, they drove down the day before. I flew down on the next day after. But it was very interesting because I learned several new things, which I always do at these conventions, because people set up booths, companies, experts, some medical people, and we get to converse at length about any particular topic. Well, we all know about CBD. And, you know, we started selling CBD, probably one of the first people in Chattanooga, when I was actually hiding it into my drawer because it was in that gray area. Is it legal? Is it not? We don't know. I better not put it on the shelf. Well, of course, now it's found everywhere, and it is like everything else. Most of it being sold is very low quality, which means it probably won't work, and then people get the ideas that it won't work.
Can you remind us that website, like CBD Guide? What is that?
I have to look it up because it's not on top of my head. But what I want to say is there's a version of CBD called Delta 8. Delta 8. And you see signs everywhere for it. And we have been very, very conservative on the Delta 8 compound because it, again, has fallen into that no man's land of is it legal, is it not? Well, if it's not illegal, then it's legal until it becomes illegal. So it's one of those deals. But I was down there, and two of the vendors were Delta 8 vendors. Well, I talked to them about it, and I said, you know, this is something I don't know a lot about. I know a lot about CBD, but Delta 8 is a far-reaching cousin of it.
Well, tell people what Delta 8 is, though.
Well, it's this particular molecular structure of a CBD compound, and it has been kind of manipulated. Well, he gives me a little packet of them, and me being who I am, I always want to be the guinea pig. So I took two of those. He said, I don't know, you might want to just take one. And I said, no, I'm going to do two. Well, an hour later, Scott asked me if I was feeling. I said, no, I don't feel anything. Oh, boy. Let me tell you, people, that another hour passed, I was mumbling my words, basically. And it was not the best experience because I was trying to work. However, it has a place. And the place is for anti-anxiety and sleep is absolutely amazing if you don't have to work and operate heavy machinery. Delta 8 can be derived with very, very harsh chemicals. We found a local company, Haygood, that makes really good Delta 8. We're going to keep it behind the counter. It will not be available just to grab it and go. We're going to educate every person on it, because even me, as well-read as I am, I was not prepared for what happened with my Delta 8. So properly used, got a good option for people. Improperly used could be somewhat dangerous. So I'm just, as always, being very honest about that.
You wouldn't want to drive like that, that's for sure.
No. And I was actually concerned, am I going to be able to fly the plane back in a day and a half? But it passes within about 8 hours, but it takes about 8 hours. So Delta 8, people, be cautious, very cautious. One, of quality. Two, of learning about it before you ever do it. But again, I will be using it off and on for sleep. That would be my main purpose. It really is. We are collecting some toys at Nutrition World for people who want to come in and give for the Christmas holiday.
Nice.
I've got a lot of notes here because I got a lot. We have a great interview with the second segment. And the third one, I want to talk about COVID because, again, we're journeying through this jungle as we have for 2 years. And it's, changing a lot, but we're still in it. I want to say that I have done two new podcasts that aren't quite posted yet on Holistic Navigator. You know, Holistic Navigator is my encyclopedia, hopefully, for people who want to access the other opinions on healing. That's quite not textbook, I will say, but it does have a lot of evidence to it. And I did one on osteoporosis and one on neuropathy. I interviewed Dr. Pavey, who actually is one of the practicing physicians at Life Extension, which I respect greatly. And we had a wonderful interview on neuropathy and the potential helpers for that. And then osteoporosis is one that I've been needing to have, because women need this information. There's so much more to it than what you would read on WebMD. That'll be up in a week or two. Now, I don't know, Dr. Green, did you happen to see the short video, 12 minutes long, that was sent out Thursday on alcohol that I did?
I missed that.
Okay. Well, what it is I rated the 10 alcohols as far as...
You know, I did see the post. I didn't have time to watch it.
I've just always been intrigued by the fact that everything seems to be incorrect as far as people's opinion on alcohols. And Dave Asprey, who is the founder of Bulletproof Coffee, he lucked up, and well, not just lucked up, worked hard, and he made a crap load of money. So now he's devoted his whole rest of his life to what he calls body hacking, mind hacking. And that means that he's doing everything he can with the goal of living to be 120 years old and still being functional at least at 110. So he's accessing all of these experts and all this information, and he's really putting it in good form. Well, he has one called the Alcohol Roadmap, and I've been experimenting with his ideas and my own. Well, come to find out, and I rated from the worst to the best alcohol, the two worst, because it produces aldehydes in the liver, which is very, very, very toxic. And secondly, it can produce histamines, very uncomfortable. Thirdly, it has a lot of Roundup in it, because that is sprayed on the foods that is made. And Roundup was patented as an antibiotic in 1976. So it is not just a weed killer. It is actually a continual antibiotic. Well, guess what the two worst are? Beer and wine. Beer and wine. If you want clean alcohol, you have to have filtered. You have to have no Roundup. You have to have no histamine release. And the three on top is, of course, my tequila. Good brands of it, not cheap ones. And then gin and vodka. Those are the top three best ones, but it's really created a lot of interest.
You know, another thing, beer and wine are the highest also in carbs, so that's another negative.
Another negative. And the thing is that, like on beer, when they access the grains to use it, the grains have a great tendency to produce mold and hold mold. And the beer companies, it doesn't affect the taste of the beer, so they're not really monitoring whether there's mold in it or not. And that's very devastating to our immune system. There's just zero doubt. And I will say, because I'm trying to get a lot of this info in early in case we run out of time, the NAC story. What is NAC? If you've heard both Dr. Green and I talk about it, it's a nutrient that helps many levels of health, but it helps the lungs to be protected. That's why a lot of people who get sick with the you-know-what will take NAC and vitamin D and a few other things. But we're finding even more benefit. A big study came out on fibroids in women using 1,000 milligrams of NAC twice a day, and it showed substantial reduction in 3 months. Never thought of that, but it was one of those anecdotal people were observing and started seeing these fibroids being reduced. But I want to say this. There's a lawsuit that was just filed 3 days ago against the FDA because they're still pursuing removing this from over-the-counter, making it prescription. So instead of it being $11 a bottle, it will be, you know, what, 70 or 100, who knows? And it's really scary stuff that that has stepped up to that level that we're having to sue the FDA because it's just blatantly unfair. It's a totally natural product that should not be classified as a drug. It just should not.
Well, it's not part of what they're preaching. That's why.
Oh, that's right. And it's, you know, follow the money trail as always. I do, you know, there was an interesting little post a couple days ago from an Erlanger nurse who's now filed a lawsuit over the vaccine mandate. And then secondly, which we're going to get more into in the third segment, is, you know, Blue Cross has made a lot, most of their employees take the shot. But now there's an employee who did file a lawsuit against it. And because, as WRCB reported, the court now has 3 states, Kentucky, Tennessee, and another one that said the mandate is invalid at this time. And so now I know an employee who refused to take a shot and said, I'm quitting if you make me. And they said, okay, you're fine now. So all these people who were forced to get shots at this moment, they didn't have to do that if they didn't want to. And again, I view a lot of this as cowardness in the business field, that you don't stand up and offer the wise, compassionate thing to your employees, which is, if you want the shot, we have them available. If you don't, and you already have especially natural antibodies, we're going to respect that. You know what, people? I don't care if you're corporations or your individuals, think for yourself. It makes no sense if one person has natural antibodies that they need to be doing the shot. It just makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm on that rant. So
I'm right there in agreement with you.
Yeah, the old forcing thing is really, really something.
Yeah, just like you, I'm not anti-vaccine. I'm pro-vaccine, actually, but I am pro-choice as well for that.
Exactly.
I want to be able to decide if I get it or not. But anyway, yeah, I'm anti-government forcing me to do much of anything, actually.
Yeah, we talked about you when you were gone and said that we were loving the fact that you certainly have strong feelings on that.
Oh, for sure.
Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. How do you pronounce B-A-B-U?
Babu Ranj.
Babu. Okay.
Ranj is a great guy, so he's visited our office and just a wonderful, wonderful young man.
Perfect. He's a neurosurgeon at CHI Memorial. We're going to talk about strokes and neuroscience center, and it'll be very, very interesting. So we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And you know, we've been doing this, Dr. Green, what, 3.5 years, and never really had a technical difficulty.
Until now,
which is all fine. We just could not get the connection with Dr. Babu, who's the neurosurgeon, and we will reschedule that for next time. But you have a tremendous amount of knowledge, certainly not, you know, you're not a neurosurgeon, but you've
got... Thank the Lord, I don't want to be a neurosurgeon, you know?
I can imagine. Ooh, pressure.
But, he's a great guy, so he's new with CHI. Ranj Babu, only met him once in the office, but he's not like a normal surgeon. A lot of specialty surgeons are, for lack of a better word, cerebral, difficult to communicate with. They're smarter than the average bear, and they just think at a different level. Well, he does, obviously. He's a neurosurgeon, but he's a nice guy, easy to talk to. And I would go to him in a heartbeat. So, they are having what Ranj is doing here, Dr. Babu. Memorial now has minimally invasive techniques to treat brain tumors, aneurysms, bleeds. It's amazing technology that's coming out right now, and he's at the forefront of this kind of thing. Just like we talked about, the lung work they're doing. They're just doing amazing cancer research and work now. So anyway, if you do need a neurosurgeon, contact your Memorial, your CHI provider, and you can be referred to this guy. We're going to have him back on the show, eventually, and I think people will be very impressed with his knowledge and his personable nature.
Oh, I love it. I love it. And again, that's one of the blessings that this show has been for me is, in every single field, there are different levels of quality and skills. And I don't care how much training you have, we all have different tendencies. And we want to connect and have a team of the best people for our health, for ourselves and our loved ones. And that's where I get to meet and greet these sometimes tremendously skilled individuals. So thank you for that.
Oh, let me tell you this too. We also have a new urologist in our building at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. So Dr. Benton retired, so we've replaced with a very young urologist, very nice guy, and I'm forgetting his name. I've met him one time as well, and I usually remember names, but I've forgotten, so sorry about that. But we continue to grow the building at 4700 Battlefield Parkway, the primary care specialists. We've got the radiology center, Mary Ellen Locher, the breast cancer center. We have surgeons. We have a surgery center. It continues to grow. Now, the plans for the hospital are on a bit of a hold, due to financial issues with the pandemic and whatnot, but we still plan on doing that sometime within the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. And that's a 60-bed hospital where our parking lot currently stands.
Wow, that's super. I'm always intrigued, especially now, and if people listen to me or watch me, I have days where my hip is still causing me issues. And we have a physical therapist at the Nutrition World's Wellness Center, Mary Stoker, and I just really, really respect her. She's had many years of Pilates instruction, but she's a physical therapist, and she's basically combined both of those over a 20-year career. And she helps me to figure out what is actually going on with the x-rays, with the other tests, with the orthopedic, with all the other people's opinion. And it does seem that I fell in the gym about 4 years ago, and it's now seemingly that it probably is some nerve damage from that fall from a dip machine where I landed on my lower back.
Ow.
And but again, I did those PRP shots, which are where they take your blood out, they spin it, they concentrate some of the growth factors and anti-inflammatory factors. And I think it was Dr. Robertson put a needle on each of my hips about 4 weeks ago, and I'm having some periods of the day that are pain-free.
Nice.
So I'm very, very happy. Now, when the pain comes back, it's the same level, but at least I'm having some breaks. I will never cease from being optimistic, and I'm also not going to let it make me depressed. I'm going to just move through it. It's every adversity of life has a lesson to teach, including
this one.
Well, I have
noticed with some of your posts, you do what I do when you have an injury. You just change your workout, I should say.
Adapt.
So you adapt to that. And I've noticed you did more breath holding. You've done a lot of pull-ups. Mm-hmm. So you've done different types of workouts, which is what people should do. Change it up, but don't stop.
That's right. And I'm not trying to just treat symptoms. So, you know, a painkiller is fine on a hard day, but that's not fixing me. I will say, you know, I'm a big believer at this point in PRP shots for anything, including possible hair loss, erectile dysfunction, many all the way down the list. And I want to say on erectile dysfunction, you know, we've had Dr. Cohn on the show here twice, mm-hmm. and he does a treatment called ED Wave, which is that shock therapy. It's a 6-week treatment protocol in his Hickson Neurology. And you know me, I'm always trying to be the best I can be. And I did this treatment about 3 years ago. Well, I'm going to do a few more because it breaks up plaque. It creates stem cells. It's not uncomfortable, but it's not perfect either. It's a little bit of uncomfortable, but there's really no pain. But
it's virtually danger-free, though.
Danger-free. Yeah, you have no issues at all. But what it does is regrow a lot of the capillaries and blood flow systems within the male organ so that you can get a better erection. So Hickson Neurology, Dr. Cohn, ED Wave, it is expensive. It's $2,500. It is very well respected in other countries with a 78% success rate. So those people who are not PDE5 non-responders, which are the drugs, the Cialis and Viagra, it really helps. It just is pretty amazing.
And I've said this before at a conference. Years ago when ED Wave was just coming out, we were talking about ED Wave at the conference, had a bunch of urologists on a panel, as well as things like stem cell, pudendal nerve stem cell injections and PNP shots and the pills, you know, the generic Viagra and Cialis and everything. In the end, every urologist voted, there was like 6 on a panel, they voted that they would do ED Wave over everything else.
Mm-hmm. I've been very impressed with the stories I've heard, except there's 2 classes of people that will not seem to be worth the money. And one is if you've had a complete prostate removal with nerve damage, it won't work. Secondly, if you have uncontrolled blood sugar levels, hemoglobin A1C is probably over 9. Seemingly that's going to negate it. Because again, we're talking about sugar. Why is it so devastating? Because it destroys the capillaries. The capillaries are where most of the blood flows.
But if people have had major nerve damage from surgery, say a radical prostatectomy or whatnot, all hope is not lost. Talk to your urologist. There are some options.
Yes, there are. And yes, there are. And saying the other thing that I've off and on gotten into lately is called peptides. I know I sent you a little video on those.
Yeah, that was interesting.
What are peptides are really fascinating me right now because they've been around for far longer than I thought, but only in animal studies. They haven't done a whole lot on humans. One is that they're non-patentable, most likely, so they're not going to be approved as a drug. Secondly is they're too inexpensive, so there's no drug company who's going to invest the money to make it a drug.
That makes it good for us.
It makes it, yeah, it does, and it does and it doesn't, because it can't get into your office and it can't get into my store. So what do we do? Well, I'm using peptides and I'm very, very pleased. There's many different ones. There's one for say IBS. There's one for the brain if it needs to regenerate. There's one for sexual potency. There's one for inflammation. And what they are is they're actually going in and instructing the body on how to fix itself. That is my go-to. That's why I love PRP, because it's taking my own blood. It's giving new instructions back into the body. Well, peptides, there's 100 different peptides.
Let's talk about this for a minute. One of the issues we deal with in primary care a lot is sexual function for men and for women. One of the most difficult things to treat, really almost impossible medically, is libido, sex drive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we look for the source of it. Is there something they're going through? Are they depressed, under stress, mm-hmm. whatnot? You know, you can often find the root cause of where that's coming from. But if someone simply has low libido and wants to treat that, I think peptides can help. Is that right?
You know, you had nailed it exactly, and I'm so appreciate all your wisdom, because it doesn't matter how good your blood flow is if you don't have the desire, the libido.
And that happens for men and women.
It does, and depression and fatigue and many things play into that. So people like you, Dr. Green, will look for those sources that could easily be remedied, but sometimes they're not obvious. Well, this peptide, they have one, and it's called 141, and it is a use a small insulin syringe and use very tiny amounts. And within about 30 minutes, you kind of get a flush. similar to Viagra, but what it does is it acts on the libido part of the brain.
So subcutaneous shot?
Yes.
Okay.
And super easy, and it has the only side effect there is it can raise your blood pressure about 5 points. Mm. That was in the studies, and when I have used it, it has been pretty dramatic, the amount of effects that I get from it. It lasts between 6 hours and 12, and it does something different than anything I've ever taken. So anyone who wants to know about these peptides, I have the ability to educate you on them. We can't sell them. I connect you with who you could purchase these from.
That was my next question. If somebody wanted to look into it, where do you buy these things?
Yeah, well, I've got a
if we can say this on the air, that's...
Yeah, you know, I'm the guinea pig again, and I've always said this, so I have experimented with a certain company's peptides. They cost me about, the question people would ask, what do they cost? Well, for about, I think, $32, I bought a bottle of this particular peptide. I've got 10 different peptides, actually, and I'm just experimenting. But this one for the libido, I can probably get 12 servings out of that for $30. So we're talking pretty dang inexpensive.
And they're legal.
They're
or not
legal.
Illegal.
No, they're not approved for human use. They have been used in animal studies for 20 years. They give them to race dogs and race horses and all the things to help help a dog or an athlete dog recover. And it's remarkable, just purely remarkable, because of the system we have, they won't ever be approved. So we're having to deal in a gray area. I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm 64 years old. I'm not playing by all the rules of the game. I'm going to do what works and what wins.
And we're not recommending people do this. We're just talking about it.
It's just another little conversation piece and an option.
Just felt somebody thinking about that, so I had to put that out there.
Well, right now, there's something called a peptide summit, and it's it's 50 different physicians who are telling their patient history story of how they treat their patients and how they got results on peptides. And so I think if you Google Peptide Summit, it may pop up. And I'm watching it every day.
You know, and I love to learn. Next question. Do you know of any of these infusion centers that are doing that or planning to do that?
No, again, they can't legally do it for humans.
Dang
it. Simply can't. So we're going to have to take it upon ourselves.
Well, there's no
peptides.
Can't. There's only so you struggle with it. That's all.
That's right.
So there may be a can down there.
Hey, my two middle words are yes and a can. I'm going to make it happen if I can.
Well, it's fascinating, though, and if that will help people, you know, an animal physiology, can't even say it, is very similar to humans, so... Why not?
Why not? Why not?
Every time my dog has been treated in the past, they give things that I would give to patients.
Yes.
It's Lasix and blood pressure pills and antibiotics. It's the same stuff.
And peptides are amino acids. They're not drugs. Amino acids are parts of protein family. And they've been particularly put together in a certain combination that basically goes in and sends a signal to the human physiology to do something. It doesn't make it do it. It instructs it and gives it direction. And then the body chooses on its own to do that. And so I've just went up to twice a day dosing on a peptide called BP-157 for my hip, because I just started hearing these docs talk about their dosing for their patients, and I haven't been doing enough for my hip. So I started doing twice a day. Don't know if that's what it is, but I've had three of the best days I've had in a long, long time. So I'm just a thrill. I'm always a seeker and a searcher, and I'm going to keep doing that to my last breath, just so for myself and for everyone else. Well, brother, that was a quick non-interview with a neurosurgeon, but we covered some bases.
We'll have him on one day.
Yes, we will. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got several important things to say about the COVID and the new variant and. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And what is your office seeing regarding COVID?
Right now, low levels. So, you know, there are, 25 states reporting the new variant, but they're predominantly a cold. So, you know, the levels right now are at a very nice, pleasant low. And guess what? I'm seeing strep. I'm seeing the common things again. So, you know, in our office, I can't speak for every office in CHI, but for mine, it's virtually non-existent. We get the occasional call with someone who thinks they may have COVID. We do still have centers that will test, do the rapid testing. We have access to everything you need. But in our office, no, it's not an issue right now.
That's lovely. And, you know, the fear-mongering that's going on with the new variant is, again, at least 50% of that is for control of the population and to...
It's also a distraction. Don't pay any attention to the man behind the curtain, please.
Bingo.
Don't look at the 39% inflation, please. Please be scared of the Rona.
There
instead,
you go.
Yeah, let's distract you.
Yeah, distract. But I will say, at least factually, I did read yesterday that the... COVID tests are picking up the variant also.
And let me throw out, because I've been gone for a while, these are my opinions, not CHI. Ed is giving his opinion. I'm giving mine. We still have First Amendment rights. So at least right now we can still speak our minds, which is a nice thing. We're not telling people not to get the shot. If anything, I am a proponent of the vaccine. I've had my vaccine, so has my wife. Our office has done that. There is a CHI mandate, whether I agree with that or not. I'm actually against forced mandates. However, I still believe that if an employer wants to mandate that, it's not a popular opinion in my office, but I think they have the right to do that. So I actually support individual businesses that want to mandate that for their employees. We may disagree on that one, but my thought is if I owned a large business and wanted to do something, I don't want somebody to tell me I can't do it if it's my business. Anyway, but we are seeing, they were initially saying the variant, you didn't have protection from the vaccine. It may not be perfect, but no, you do. And if you've actually had coronavirus, it has to have been shown on studies. If you have natural immunity, no, you do have immunity against this variant. Very good immunity, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, thank you for that comment, because that's what's being ignored in the political arena and the Fauci arena. And
nothing beats natural immunity, Ed.
Nothing. And again, if you look at the common sense path of a virus, and you tell me if I'm right about this, Dr. Green, I mean, a virus has a host. The host is us. Guess what happens to the virus if it kills the host? It kills itself. So this is the normal pathway of viruses, is they actually start mutating for their own survival, which means they become somewhat less aggressive because they want to maintain life as long as we do, not on the same intellectual thought pattern. But
and what did I say when all this was starting? Yep. It will spread like wildfire. Mm-hmm. You cannot stop it, no matter how much you try, and it's going to have endless variants. I mean, we've been saying that for, 18 months?
Yes.
Because that's what viruses do. That's what the flu virus does. That's why, you know, the CDC and World Health Organization do the best they can to predict which flu is going to be a pandemic or epidemic. They try, but they're about 40% right because it's so hard to predict a virus. It just is.
Yeah, and you are exactly right. You started saying this a good 18 months ago. And, you know, a virus is not like communism attacking with a bomb. That's different because they're not using a host. This is the natural patterns. Now, the question, you know, the obvious question is, one of which needs to be asked, is why did more people die in 2021 despite the rollout of the vaccine? There's some interesting little takes on that because some of the countries, some of the states who have the highest vaccination rates also have some of the highest infection rates. Look at Florida.
Well, I have to throw out, we have a non-existent southern border right now. That's a huge problem from an infection standpoint.
Oh, yes.
It's not a popular subject on the left, but it is a problem.
A big problem. And, you know, and again, I want to repeat, it's not the feelings or expressions of Nutrition World, but I am not against the vaccine and I'm not for the vaccine. It is an individual decision. If people have two or more risk factors they're unwilling to address, get the vaccine. I think it's going to potentially save your life. Could it potentially also cause some harm? Absolutely. The site VAERS, the vaccine adverse reaction site the government holds, is reporting these numbers, and it's not really pleasant to look at. But there's also a company called, or an organization, National Vaccine Information Center, which I have actually supported for my daughter's 31. I started supporting them before she was born, so I've supported them for 32 years. Barbara Lou Fisher is the lady's name, and her daughter was either killed or destroyed, or her life was destroyed by a vaccine back in the days when it was actually the whooping cough vaccine, because they changed that vaccine when my daughter was about two. I refused it for my daughter. She got everything else, but that one I said I'm not going to do until they changed it. Then she was too old, didn't need it. But on this site, I found it very interesting because here they broke it down from the VAERS data on the age group of side effects from the vaccine. And it was very interesting because, of course, when you look at 9 to 12 years old, there was only one injury because that's not been given much. The vaccines age group wise from 12 to 17, 17 to 44, 44 to 65, and all the way up. The group that had 37% of the group that had the most side effects was 75 years old and above. And then the second group was 65 to 75. The vaccine side effects are very much increased with age. And of course, so is also the potential of the virus itself causing problems, so it goes both ways.
And also, based on the Mount Sinai study from, was it this year or last year? I can't remember, sometime in the last year. If you have had coronavirus infection, you're at a higher risk for side effects, significant side effects from the vaccine. It's just a fact.
It's just a fact, absolutely.
And I did. You know, I had bad side effects with mine, both
you
of
did.
Them. And I really don't want 104 fever again. Thank you very much.
And you got sick quick.
Yeah, within 24 hours. And the side effects from each shot, the Pfizer, was different, except for the fever. The fever was the same, but other side effects were different. More pain with the first one and odd neurologic side effects with the second one. So for myself, my own personal opinion, I really don't want a booster. Thank you.
Yeah, and it's going to be many years before we really find out. Again, we've had 8,100 drugs recalled from the market. They weren't recalled due to belly aches, or were recalled because it killed people. And normally it takes 3 to 8 years for this information to rise to the surface. And here we are with a vaccine that's been approved quicker than any drug in the history. And you know that Americans, we only make up 5% of the world's population, yet we use 65% of the drugs pharmaceutically. And if there are 80 drug commercials every single hour, and drug companies spend 19 times more money on ads than they do research on the drugs. So let that sink in, people. Let it sink in. And there's nothing wrong with capitalism. I'm a very capitalistic businessman. Pharmaceutical companies need to make money. Everybody does, if they're in business, to support their employees, to keep a business running. But there's a ethical side, and there's a side that's not ethical. And I just sometimes get very frustrated with the other. I will say that two studies came out, one on something very interesting on recovery, especially for long haulers. Arginine, which is an amino acid that some guys use for workouts, some for blood flow reasons, and it was found to 4 grams a day, which is 2 grams in the morning, 2 in the night, really accelerated recovery from COVID when they were struggling, like with their long haulers, like it was day 10 and you're still not getting better. I've had more people get COVID in the past 4 weeks that come into Nutrition World or call Nutrition World or contact me than I have in the previous months. And
how were they doing?
They are feeling pretty lousy for 5 days, 5 to 7 days.
Okay.
I've got two people who, well, one in fact, Monday, his wife called me and said he's on day 13. He still has a fever. He's taking everything possible. He's doing the oximeter. He's running at 95% to 98%, but he is feeling awful. I said, you know what? I'm not your doctor. I'm not practicing medicine, but here's my advice. He shouldn't be feeling this way at day 13. I think he has pneumonia. I think you need to go to a walk-in clinic ASAP and get a x-ray to see what the lungs are doing. Guess what? He had full-blown pneumonia, and he's now doing much better because occasionally we got to use drugs, people, including me. And it is turned the corner for him, because what his problem was not really COVID anymore. It was, as you know, it was pneumonia.
Yeah, and you, people have to remember, if you have even a cold, your immune system is fighting that. You're at a higher risk to catch something else, like a pneumonia.
Yes, secondary.
So if you start getting better and all of a sudden take a turn for the worse, no, it's not the same thing. You have something new. See your doctor.
Yep, that is...
And it happens all the time, unfortunately.
It does, and you know, I'm glad... I wish everyone had a doc like you, Dr. Green, but they don't. So we have the secondary level, which is walk-in clinics. I'm not always super impressed, but, you know, we have what we have. And it's at least there's an option to come, you know, Saturday night at 5 o'clock, get in your car and go over there.
You know, we do have a new doctor, Katie McClellan. Be fun to interview her for the show. So she's been there this past year. And a brand new nurse practitioner, Erin Simpson, mm-hmm. who just came in. So we have a lot of openings if people are sick. So
now you're talking about for a walk-in?
She's got, you know, anybody that's new has a empty schedule.
I gotcha. Okay.
So, you know, we're trying to expand to meet the needs as well, because people like me that have been doing this over 25 years, uh-huh. well, those that are more long in the tooth are more full. It's a sad fact, which is great for job security, but it's mm-hmm. bad when I'm trying to get people an appointment.
Exactly.
Which I apologize to everybody that suffers with that, but that's the curse of being an older doctor.
Yes.
No, I don't like that word. More established
there
physician.
You go. Less young, doctor.
Less young. Yeah. Well, we're not getting any younger. Hey, do I notice a new ring on your left hand? Aura ring.
I have talked about this endlessly, and I'm still...
He had the old one on last time I was here, people.
I did, and you know what? I probably can... I want to see if I can... If it will fit your finger, I'm going to let you use my old one. This new one is... astounding. Let me tell you, I can sit here and push a button and see what my heart rate is. 2 more months from now, I'll be able to push a button and see what my oxygen level is. My sleep analysis from this ring is truly equal to medical equipment. It's helping me piece together my game plan for my life. So, you know, we sometimes wake up really not knowing what quality of sleep we had. And now, of course, with the Aura ring, you can. But it also tells heart rate variability, which has to do with so much of your nervous system, which honestly I'm not doing too well on. And I don't know why. I've actually slipped down on heart rate variability in the past month. And I don't know why that is. But it tells me, what it does is make me accountable. So I am helping myself to help myself when I see these numbers. When I don't see numbers, you know what I do? I ignore things. I move forward. I got this covered. I'm Superman. I can conquer it. No, that's not true. I'm not Superman, and I have issues, and I need to know how to address them with wisdom. And the Aura ring, O-U-R-A, .com, is phenomenal technology, people. In fact, I had two people this week who I counseled nutritionally, my clients, got both of them to buy them. An R ring, because they are suffering and they need something like this.
I'm kind of scared to know what I would learn. I push myself so hard.
I know. And see, that's what I am. I want you to be my guinea pig. If your finger, I'm going to take this ring off in a minute and see if your finger will fit this ring. If it does, I'm going to bring my other one in and you download the software. I want to see what, because you lead you have that, and you told me between the breaks, you're like my dad who's passed away. He could turn his energy on at night like I could not believe. I mean, he'd go to Vegas and gamble for 2.5 straight days and never leave a table. I cannot do it. I am toast at 8 o'clock to 8:15. Of course, I get up at 3:40 every morning to 4 o'clock, but I just can't do it. I cannot make it happen. You can, and so what you do is you make it happen. I want to see how sleep deprived you are. I don't think you know.
No, I'm pretty much tired all the time until I force myself to do something, like go to the gym. But you're right. Oftentimes, I'll go for a week or two on 3 hours sleep a night.
I know.
And that's not good for me.
And the thing is, you don't look like that you're dragging your butt around like I would.
I don't mean to. I just wake up and I'm like, well, I'd really love to go back to bed, but I'm wide awake.
You got some good adrenal glands, that's for sure. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner Dr. Green, and we look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thanks, Ed, and sorry people that I have not been bringing you one of these for a little while. The Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Ralph Waldo Emerson once admonished us to never lose an opportunity of seeing anything beautiful, for beauty is God's handwriting. Well, in these current times, with all of the focus seemingly on the viral crisis, sometimes it seems hard to find the beauty and the joy in the world around us. I remember the biblical story about Mary and Martha being with Jesus one day. Martha was focused on all the preparations and responsibilities for her household, while Mary was focused on Jesus. Mary wasn't helping Martha, and, well, that annoyed Martha. Jesus pointed out that Martha was worried and upset about so many things, but Mary had chosen what was more important, which was actually focusing on Jesus. Unfortunately, I tend to have a lot more in common with Martha so often in day-to-day life as I focus on all of the needs and responsibilities in my life. And it's not that we do not have responsibilities. Of course we do. And we must fulfill them, but we lose sight of the beauty around us. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching about the kingdom of God, which many in that day were anticipating eagerly, very eagerly. In Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 21, Jesus said that the coming of the kingdom of God is not something that can be observed, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is in your midst. So often, like those Pharisees to whom he was speaking, or like Martha, we see what we want to see, and we focus on that. The ministry of Jesus was not meant to give us perfect vision, perhaps, but was meant to give us real sight. He was trying to get us to look, in effect, with God's own eyes. He wanted to wake us up to an entirely new way of thinking, of seeing, of living, and perceiving. Maybe the beauty in the world and sacredness of things in the world is only limited by our ability to see it. Perhaps we need to slow ourselves down and stare long enough at the things around us to see the beauty that is actually there already. We need to slow ourselves down to be more like Mary. We do not want to be like the Pharisees, looking God directly in the face and having absolutely no clue that we're doing so. Certainly, the craziness of the world right now is confusing, and we do not know the details of every chapter of our lives and every twist and turn in the story of this world, but we do know the biblical ending and need to have faith that God remains firmly in control. This story, and Jesus repeatedly telling us that the kingdom of God was already here, is all about our redemption and new life, life with purpose, life with joy and hope, and the eventual complete redemption of this world with the promise of a new heaven and a new earth. So when you look around yourself, remember that overall story. Don't get caught up in all of the worries of this life, but focus like Mary on Jesus and the beauty God has placed all around us, both now and in the overall story of redemption. You see, Jesus wasn't just here to try to get us into heaven. He was trying to get heaven into us. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, as always. It is, you know, sometimes this holiday season is tough for a lot of people. And I'm not one that does well with it. Just, you know, past history and family and this and that. Sometimes it can scar us to a point. But there's still, and I think you said it so appropriately, slowing down is one thing. Because if we're too speedy, we miss a whole chunk of life. And most of those things we miss are the simple, precious things. From like me walking in this morning and there's that water fountain outside. How many times have I just ignored the sound of that water going over those stones? Well, this morning it just happened. I took a second and took a breather and felt the kind of joy from that sound. And it's a nice. You know, it doesn't happen haphazardly. We have to work toward this.
Oh, and I'm talking to myself like we were talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm speedy all the time. The last quiet moment I have every day is like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Then I'm gone, like a bullet.
I am doing better at carving out little bits and pieces of minutes where I don't distract myself and I center myself. And, you know, I've learning that I have to kind of fight for a life that's containing lots of joy. And when I say fight, not in a real negative way, but it's something we almost have to work at. I have to work at being fit. Well, I also need to work at being mindful. And this Aura ring helps me with that because it actually tells me whether I'm super hummingbird energetically or I'm actually calm and peaceful.
Well, let's both make an effort to do some of that regularly this next week.
That's a good thing. We'll challenge each other. I'm gonna elevate my game for picking small moments to be mindful. Mindful means you don't get caught up in distractions. You are in the moment, like when I walked in this morning and there was the sound of the water. And you know, a lot of us, especially at Christmas, you know, we've lost people, we've lost, had heartbreak, and sometimes it comes around a little more strongly than it would other times. So I just hope everybody can take those mindful moments because it's not easy. And sometimes I do look forward to January 2nd, I must say.
That's one thing we're doing, and we're not doing as many presents this year. It is hard to find things, but we're focusing on the people and not
there
on the stuff.
Go. Yes. I love that. And, you know, the older I get, the more gifts I give are those that have some emotion attached to it.
Well, that's why I've been gone. We took two trips and just focused on each other.
There you go.
And it was there was a lot of stopping and being mindful during those two trips, and it was very enjoyable and relaxing.
And you know, we can hold people in our hearts even if they're not in our lives anymore, and that's very, very important for me. You know what? That was a pretty darn quick show as normal. I've missed you.
Always
being
goes
here.
Fast. Missed you too, Ed.
You and I click extremely well, and I love having other people on, but it's not the same when you're not here. And next weekend, I'm going to be here and then going off for about a day or two. Just, again, I'm trying to be better at taking a little more time off. I am an admitted workaholic to a point, and I'm going to do better in 2022, I promise.
Awesome. And if people have a little free time, you can make a day trip to Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, see the lights, see the people, Nashville to the Gaylord Opryland, where they have music and so many beautiful lights already up. So there's a lot of stuff in town or in a close drive within 2 hours for people to do.
And, you know, the COVID, again, has been so many blessings for many of us and so many heartaches, too. But the blessing is I never thought I would appreciate traffic. And I do because I'm not going to let myself fall back into, oh, it's too much traffic. This is aggravating. No, because I will never forget the desolate streets when I drove into work every morning at 7 o'clock and there was no one. Ghost town scared me to death.
It was like the Walking Dead show.
And you know, Emily Dickinson once said that it will never come again is what makes life so sweet. And you know, we walk around thinking it's going to last forever. It's not. I know better and I want it to be very sweet. So
treasure every single moment.
Treasure, treasure. That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. Be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and have a healthy and safe and fearless and joyful day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.